Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Also, want to thank Splash and Dash and The Banquet for allowing us to film in their venue today. I'm very excited about that. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, my name's Ben. I'm the general manager here at the Banquet Bar. I took over here in December, and, we've made quite a few changes over here, kind of bringing sales up, bringing people into the building, trying to create a better atmosphere for people and really show Fort McMurray what Banquet's made of, as we are the flagship store.
Okay, cool. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray? Did you just come up for this position or?
No, so actually I was in Fort McMurray just about 2 years now. I came in November, not last year, but the year before.
Okay.
I started out as the assistant general manager. I actually came from the brew house, which is our sister company I'd worked with for about 6 years. I started out with them as security, did that for a couple years in 2015, went to bartending, did that for another couple years while I was kind of doing a little bit of traveling. After that was kind of right after when the first COVID wave had ended, decided to move into management. That was in Edmonton as well. Did that for a couple months as bar manager, then came up here to, help out with the new brand.
And,
just recently in December there, I took over as general manager for the location.
Okay. Very cool. All right, so I'm just going to go random with you on the next question.
Absolutely.
Where were you traveling to?
So I went to the Philippines actually for 3 weeks.
I knew
when
you
I
were
going to
tell me something cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was actually my first trip out of Canada in general. Yeah, in my early 20s, I'd been working and working and working, didn't really take much time for myself. So kind of stepped back a little bit to bartend and kind of free up some personal time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went there for, actually just about 3 weeks. It was 17 days.
Okay.
I did that in February, and that was right before the first COVID wave.
Okay.
So I ended up lucking out. I was able to get in and get out with no problems or anything like that.
Okay.
Really enjoyed the trip, though. I mean, that was, some of the nicest people in the world I met there. You're walking down the street and everybody's flagging you down, trying to say something nice to you, not even to sell you anything, just trying to say something nice, how are you doing, kind of welcome to our country kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It was very eye-opening.
Yeah.
Very eye-opening. And that's somewhere where I would like to go again. And it's a long travel to get there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of islands that you can check out. I only made it to about four. But that's probably one trip you'd want to go on for a couple months if you have the time, for
right.
sure.
Yeah. And did you do this on a solo mission, or did you have a partner in crime?
Yeah, solo mission, absolutely.
You went solo?
Yeah.
Wow, that's epic. Why? Why? Yeah. What happened?
Just get out of the country, and, I knew I was able to kind of plan it accordingly, because I wasn't doing the whole, hotel to hotel. It was a little bit of hopping around a little bit, kind of not necessarily backpacking, but just kind of going with the flow of things, and, it worked out really well. Like I said, the biggest part of that was, the people being so kind and courteous, when I was down there, and, willing to help with whatever area they could make my experience better as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I've never been to the Philippines, so I'm just going to ask a bunch of questions about the Philippines. When you were over there, how was the language barrier for you? Because you obviously don't speak Filipino.
No. So I did bring a book with a little bit of, their language in there just to try and communicate as well as I was in their country, but right. they all speak pretty fluent English.
Okay.
That being said, I did try my best to learn the language a bit when I was down there.
Right, you know, that's something I think
everybody should try when they're in somebody else's country, for sure.
And did you know, like, did you know that you were there for 3 weeks in particular, or did you just go and, like,
I did plan that out, yes.
Okay, so
I planned that out 17 days exactly, kind of thing, right when it was, you know, still winter time, you know, February in Alberta, you're still seeing negative 30 weather, right? So, we had a long winter and I was ready to get out and, you know, spend some time on the other side of the world there.
Very cool, man.
Yeah.
Very cool. This is my favorite part about the show. I don't do any preparation for it. So I just meet the guests and then we start talking. So
I never know
what people are going to say. And then, like, that's super exciting. I get to learn something new. Very cool. All right, let's talk about Banquet for a little bit and Splash and Dash.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Splash and Dash, for the people at home, it's a car detailing service. You literally, they pick your car up in the evening while you sleep, and then when you wake up, it's clean and it's in your driveway. Boom, it's a game changer of a company. So use Splash and Dash. But they're throwing an event here this evening.
Yes.
You guys missed it, but don't worry, you'll be able to come to it next year. Tell us about this event and this partnership that you have with Splash and Dash.
Yeah, so this is actually something that just came up fairly recently. Me and Rod had connected through a past manager that had worked in the company as well. He's actually in Edmonton now.
Okay.
Rod wanted to put on a cool end of the summer kind of party. He was looking for a venue, and you know, that's something we had already planned to do, was getting some sort of event for the end of summer, wrap it up kind of thing.
Right.
And he had a great idea of bringing a couple DJs in, having them battle it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's something Fort McMurray hasn't really seen.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to your Edmonton, your Calgary, and you can probably get some of that there, or get your rave style, you know, party going on there, but really Fort McMurray hasn't had anything like that.
That's right.
And we've done a lot of events on our own, and we haven't had too many with anybody local here, so I thought that'd be a great chance for us to kind of connect, build a relationship, and, you know, help each other out.
Yeah,
you know, help support his brand, help support our brand as well, and, you know, we're both very excited about it. I know the staff is pumped. You know, it is getting to that point where we're at that last stretch of summer. We had that last heat wave, and come September here, we're going to start going back into the wintertime, so... we're expecting a very busy night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to be, you know, giving some shots out to guests, mingling, you know, having a lot of fun. So.
That's awesome. Now, you said you're trying to change some stuff at Banquet, like that, now that you're kind of in charge and running and have a bit of a say now. What are the things that you're trying to kind of change or try to get improve upon what you had before?
Absolutely. So, you know, as I said previously, this is the flagship store, and we are opening more locations. We do have a second one in Calgary that opened up about a month or two ago now.
Okay.
And then we have one in Edmonton going in the Ice District there.
Oh, nice.
And then obviously some more coming down the road. But right now is really the time for us to, you know, kind of wean out the kinks that are going on, right? If we may have some food issues on the menu, it's time to get the feedback from the guests, figure out what they like, what they want, and then work with our executive chefs on that as well.
Right.
Also, you know, just building in general, right? We have the ability to make this place, you know, like no other, right? Our head office gives us a lot of leeway with that, and it's really nice, you know, whether we want to set up some extra lights for a dance floor or, you know, move some things around. We do have a lot of leeway to do those
things.
So realistically, right now, it's all about listening to the guests and figuring out what they want in Fort McMurray.
That's right. And you guys have been very creative with some of the things you bring here, like the salsa dancing, for example.
Yeah.
You guys do have a very, very unique footprint of a building.
It is pretty amazing. You know, we've got that bottom floor with the basement there, you know, a full bar, full seating, but then you have the bowling alley next to it.
That's right.
Right? So there's a lot of games that go on down there. You got your foosball, your shuffleboard as well, arcade games. Then you have your main floor, which is almost like a banquet hall. That's really the aesthetic they were looking for.
That's right.
Where we do hold a lot of in-house events.
That's right.
Right? We have on the 26th and 27th of August here, we have the Dueling Divas coming up.
Oh,
cool. So they're a pretty famous piano show around the area.
Yeah.
And pretty much all around Alberta. So we've had them, you know, kind of month to month, and, you know, we're looking to bring them back, you know, all the way through till December.
Right.
And really that's us just kind of testing out the live music scene
a little
bit.
Yeah.
Kind of getting creative away from just like the cover bands, kind of going to something just a little different.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then obviously we have the patio up here, which is, you know, in my opinion, it's the most beautiful patio in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got a lot going for us here, and you got great views, great staff, of course. It is a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, we're going to keep talking, but we got to throw to an ad first.
Yep.
On a heat wave like today, sun care is immensely important. So Carrie from Patchouli Rose is going to tell us all about sunscreen.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Carrie. We love hearing from you. Now I've got a question for you. Now you moved up the ranks. Like you said, you started as like a bouncer, you went into the bartending, and you've moved your way up through the organization. For individuals at home who are wanting to get into this industry, do you recommend that's the way you do it? Or should you, like, if you wanted to be a bartender first, you go there? What's your story and how do you feel that would benefit somebody else?
Absolutely. So when I started, I had already been in the trade of ironworking for a little bit. And at the time, and, you know, in 2015, we were starting to get slower with that industry.
Right.
And of course, looking to pick up a second job. I had some mutual friends that had worked at the Canadian Brewhouse at the time, actually on 97th Street in Edmonton, Northside there.
Okay, yeah.
So I reached out. They said they had a security position open. I was like, absolutely, I'll definitely hop on that.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I did that for a couple of years. They promoted me to head door guy in between the time there. So yeah. I had got a little taste of management there, nothing crazy, just a little bit of scheduling, things like that.
Right.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. And, you know, after the 2 years of doing that, I wanted to try something different, stay within the company, but, you know, when you're that security presence, you're like that in a bit of a different way, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I kind of wanted to swap over to bartending, get a different presence,
right?
You know? And it worked out well. I did that for a couple years. I transferred to a different location within the city.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing that. I met a lot of people. Got a lot of experience doing that as well. And I think for anybody who wants to start out in the industry, you know, you got to take what you can. If you're offered a dishwasher position or a cleaning tables position as a porter or whatever,
yeah.
you know, you got to hop on that, get the experience, try it out, excel in that role,
right.
show them that you can excel in that role
right.
and that you want more.
Yeah.
And, you know, more often than not, those companies are going to put you up really fast, especially, you know, with the Canadian Brewhouse and the Banquet. They're very good about internal hiring and
yeah.
internal promoting.
That's awesome.
And that's been since day one.
That's awesome.
You know, when I mentioned to my general manager at the time that I had wanted to move from bartender to something in management,
yeah.
I had a call the next day with our regional manager, and he sat down with me and had me a job the next week as a bar manager.
Wow.
It was just
wow.
like that. It was fast.
That's right. Well, they obviously saw something in you as well.
That's absolutely right. And that's, you know, because I took it very seriously. I knew I was in it for the long run. I liked the industry.
Right.
And I wanted more out of it. And they knew that.
Yeah.
You know, shortly after I was a bar manager, 2 months later, you know, I put in the hours. You work sometimes your 14, 15 hour days if you have to.
Yeah.
You put in those hours. And, you know, once an opportunity arises, you got to take that. You know,
right.
2 months after I was a bar manager, they had offered me an assistant general management position at
right.
this location here.
Right, right.
You know, and literally the next week, within 10 days, I had moved up here.
Very cool. Very cool story, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's the end of the show. Short
like
and sweet. I
yeah,
don't know.
Absolutely.
So, but before I cut all my guests loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Absolutely. Well, I do appreciate you letting me on the show here. I just want to say to all the guests and everybody that's watching, we'd love to see you down here at the Banquet Bar. We got a lot of stuff going on. Please reach out to me. My name is Ben. I am the general manager here. We'd love to provide a great experience for you guys and, you know, really provide something that's a little bit different than your average bar in Fort McMurray.
There we go. Well, Ben, listen, anytime you want to come back on the show, please feel free to come back on the show. You can come to the studio. You can invite us back here. We'd love to talk to you and your staff more. So thanks for making this happen, man.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate
absolutely.
It. So everybody at home, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in today. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really appreciate it. Big shout out to Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Thank you so much for supporting the show as well. And to Banquet and Splash and Dash for putting this together for us. We really do appreciate it. So everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.